Madam Chair, you may open.
Thank you. The flu epidemic funding, and what the bill basically does, I mean, we all know the H1N1 and all the flus that we've been having, and what this bill basically does, the current version reflects months of extensive negotiations with the administration over the allocation formula for federal funds. The language before us represents the careful compromise that was reached. SB 769 ensures that federal funds to fight flu epidemics flow to the locals who are on the front line of stopping public health emergencies by doing basically three things. Requiring the Department of Public Health to allocate at least 70% of these federal funds to counties. Number two, providing flexibility if for some reason the state needs to retain more than 30% of these funds, or the federal government requires the state to retain more. Then the department can change the allocation. And the third thing, the bill extends this program with a two-year sunset to ensure legislative oversight. So the extension would be until September 1st, 2012. And I have witnesses.
Before we move on to witnesses, I do believe we have a quorum. So, Madam Secretary, can we establish a quorum?
Yes. Senator Alquist?
Here.
Strickland?
Here.
Strickland. Honestead? Cedillo? Leno?
Here.
Negrete McLeod?
Here.
Pavley? Romero?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Witnesses in support.
Bruce Palmer with the Health Officers Association and the California Association of Public Health Lab Directors, sponsors, co-sponsors of the bill. This bill allows us to maintain and strengthen a structure and relationship between state and local government in terms of the administration of these local emergency preparedness dollars. Since 2002, when this program began, we've made significant progress in improving the capability of local health departments to respond to acts of bioterrorism and to things like we recently faced with a pandemic flu outbreak. So by passing this bill, we strengthen and maintain that relationship, and we can continue to build on the previous successes we've had in building this capacity.
Further witnesses in support.
Judith Riggle on behalf of the County Health Executives Association and the California State Association of Counties. Just to concur with Mr. Palmer, this bill is really important to keep our public health emergency preparedness programs running smoothly and efficiently and effectively, and we urge your support.
Any witnesses opposition? The Vice Chair would like to move the bill. Would you like to close?
Just that it's very much needed in terms of our be able to deal with emergencies in the area of public health.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just one brief question. Just curious, without this bill, what would be the state of affairs? We'd get this federal money. It would still be up to the legislature to appropriate. I understand the 70-30 split wouldn't be in statute, but what would happen?
Well, with the 70-30 split, at least it establishes a standard through the next several years that's been established in the last 7 years. So that's a good thing. The other thing is you would not have the administrative process codified, the allocation formula, the funding and allocation relationship between the counties, the ability to, if one county cannot do the program, you wouldn't be able to effectively administer and distribute the money in another way to make sure that the county effectively could do their program. So basically, you would not be able to functionally operate the program.
You couldn't operate in a timely fashion, I think, is the other piece.
Okay, thanks.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Honestead? Honestead, aye. Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. It's got eight.
The bill has eight votes and it's out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Assemblyman Monning, are you here to present AB 2786?
That's correct.
All right, please come forward. Yes. Members, this is file item 3, AB 2786, Committee on Health. Please open.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members. AB 2786, which you heard in this committee in June, would remove the regulatory requirement to include new diseases and conditions on the list, which would allow the Department of Public Health and local public health authorities to respond more quickly to a public health emergency. This bill is sponsored by the Health Officers Association of California, has no opposition, and has received unanimous bipartisan support in the past. The recent amendments to AB 2786 address chaptering out issues with AB 2541 by Mr. Portantino. I respectfully ask for your aye vote and would like to present Mr. Bruce Pomer, Executive Director of the Health Officers Association of California.
Bruce Palmer with the Health Officers Association sponsor. Yes, it just improves our ability to do follow-up on an outbreak, identify disease, and improve surveillance of rates of disease so that we can respond quickly to situations that affect the health of California's citizens. Thank you.
Are there any comments from committee? And the bill has been moved. The bill has been moved by Senator Onstead. Okay. Do you have any closing comments?
Just respectfully ask for an aye vote. Appreciate your taking this up today.
Thank you. Call for the vote, please.
Senator Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Onstead?
Aye.
Onstead, aye. Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Negrete-McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete-McLeod, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye.
That bill has 8 votes. It is out.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Sound this way over? Okay. Assemblyman Portantino, who has the last bill, file item 2, AB 2541, is on his way over from the assembly floor. We'll put a 5-minute limit on it starting now, and I know that you think that's too much. Our author is here. This is item number 2, AB 2541 by Assemblyman Portantino. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Sorry I was late. I was speaking on the assembly floor, and I appreciate the patience. Chair and members, the committee has already approved two of the three major provisions of this bill. Recent amendments by the Department of Public Health would make it easier for health officials, physicians, and persons with HIV/AIDS to communicate in order to improve access to care. These amendments have been negotiated with stakeholders, and there's no opposition that I know of. And Rand Martin is with the supporters of this bill, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, who's here for any questions and comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Rand Martin on behalf of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, the sponsors of the bill. I just wanted to point out, we actually have here Dr. Michelle Rowland from the Office of AIDS, who will talk briefly about what the new amendments do. But these amendments have been discussed with a lot of the AIDS organizations, and they do believe that this will help improve access to care. So I'll turn it over to Dr. Rowland.
Move the bill. Be aware that the bill has been moved.
Be concise.
Thank you very much. The department appreciates the opportunity that we've had to work with the sponsors and the bill author's office, and appreciate your support.
Thank you. Is there a motion? It's been moved by Senator Romero. Call for the vote, please.
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
That's
thank
a,
you.
A great closing. Thank you.
Senator Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Onnestad?
Aye.
Onnestad, aye. Cedillo? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Negrete-McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete-McLeod, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye.
Thank you.
That bill has seven votes. That bill is out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was just marking the
yes. Yeah. When the hearings are asked for, we need all the authors.